Hi, James. How are you?
Hello. Good. How
are you? Doing good? I'm good. I'm glad it's the weekend. I hope you get to enjoy it, right? Thank goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, for sure. And it's a long weekend, too. Do you get to enjoy the holiday?
Unfortunately not. We kind of work 7 days a week, so we always kind of busy.
Well, that's a go-getter.
Yeah.
You're a hustler, that's why. Well, good for you.
As much as possible.
But hey, at least take a break every now and then, you know? But, you know, hey, if there's business, jump on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
well, right now that it's kind of busy season, we try to stay busy because I know right around the corner, you know, holidays are coming around and that's,
mm-hmm.
that's when normally things tend to
slow down
so
a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'm sorry. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Lulu, and I'll tell you, she does an amazing job, really explaining the outline of our program, James. She mentioned to me, I was reading through her notes, you know, she mentioned you've been in business now 2 years. I don't see a website attached. There's not one I'm missing, right? You don't currently have a website? Okay.
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
Okay. And she did notate that right now you've been typically targeting like within 15 miles. Is that correct?
Correct.
I mean, you're willing to travel if the job makes sense, right?
Right. So as of right now, we have free estimates. So that's why we kind of try to pertain in a certain area. Obviously,
yes.
If we're going to be traveling, there's going to be a little bit of an expense to commute.
Okay. Okay. No worries. But I mean, if they're wanting the free estimate, then it's going to be within this certain area. Okay.
Correct.
Now, I want to tell you, there was a couple of things I did while we've been on the phone, and I know right now your focus is residential work, correct?
Right.
I believe that's what she put in the notes and what I also heard in the call. When I did a search for your company by name, when I type it into the search bar, right, it'll give me wherever your business is listed at, okay?
Okay.
So let me tell you what I found. I actually found a page for you on networks, and I see that you
right.
have 5-star reviews on there. Great job.
Right.
I see also work that you've done. There's some really good photos. I know your business name says, you know, Espinosa Palm and Tree Service, but I feel like
right.
you do more than that.
Yeah, so we were actually kind of trying to work with that too and kind of rename the business. It's in the near future. I'm
okay.
kind of wanting to kind of make a brand and try to build that brand because I kind of understand that attaching a last name to a business is not very the most professional or best way to try to reach new clientele. So I definitely want to, you know, in the near future, rename the brand, you know, design some logos and stuff like that. Things that'll help us kind of scale and grow.
And I don't think there's anything wrong, to be quite honest with you. I don't feel there's anything wrong with your last name being in it. You know what I mean? Or that the fact that it says Palm and Tree Service. I mean, there's a lot of businesses out there, James, that are, I'll give you an example, right? They're concrete contractors, but they also do remodels or they might focus on epoxy flooring. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It's very understandable that you're going to offer other services under your business.
Right.
Many companies do, but I understand where you're coming from too, where maybe you feel that you would attract more if your last name maybe wasn't in the business name. I don't really see it affecting you, but I can understand where you're coming from on that, you know?
Right. I was just kind of trying to
revamping.
Right. I hear you. Yeah. It's the owner, the official owner of the company is my uncle. So I take
okay.
care of all the billing, all the, marketing and all that stuff.
That's so awesome that your uncle has you, James, to help him with that. Cause listen, when you're running a company, you wear a lot of hats. You know what I mean?
Right.
So good. That's good. He has you doing that. What marketing are you doing right now, James, for the business that's generating work for you guys? Aside from networks that I found.
Networks and Angie Seats, I just signed up with them. Those are our two main things. I have
okay.
customers, you know, mentioning me on Nextdoor.
Yeah.
A lot of word of mouth. Like I said, we try to pertain in a certain area where it's,
yeah.
There's a lot of new development in that area and there's a lot of potential. So a lot of it does come from word of mouth too, but it's good. Not necessarily something that is very consistent, I would say.
Okay. Now, networks, are you paying per lead or do you do like a flat rate with them? How does that work?
I pay a monthly membership with
okay.
them, and that generates me, you know, X amount of leads per month. Same thing with Angie's Leads.
Angie's Leads, are you doing the pay-per-lead? Because I know they have pay-per-lead and the opportunities.
So it's technically a membership that I pay for, a monthly membership, and like I said, that generates me X amount of leads per month.
Okay.
But opportunities do come up, and I am able to pay per lead if I do end up running low on that balance.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. And you don't use Facebook at all? Have you set one up for the business yet?
I have not. No, I haven't ran any social media or anything like that, but that's definitely, you know, something that I need to branch out into.
Okay. No worries. And I'll tell you the reason why I was asking, James, because the one package that I did want to offer you is our Platinum package, because this package in particular includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So, you know, the way that we do things here, right, we set the program. It's a fixed flat rate. It's month to month. There's no contracts. We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. And as you know, with presence on Google, right, these are going to be live calls that are going to come directly to you. Okay, because especially when they're performing that search on Google, it's a service that they need, and that's where 90% of searches will start and stop. So you'll always be an option at the moment when they're in need of your services, whether it's tree service, whether you do like hardscaping, if you want to be, you know, found for a concrete patio, driveways, whatever services you offer will be listed. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this package is going to include Google first page placement within the local map, content creation on Bing. We're also going to build you a business Facebook page, and we're going to do Facebook advertising. Now, anytime that someone's performing that search on Google, let's say they didn't call you, right? But now they're on their Facebook page, and they're just looking through pictures or stories. Well, that's when they're going to see your ad appear. This is what's going to help you reach more new potential clients. But we can run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, when they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results. They'll reach as far as 50 miles. You don't have to push it 50 miles, but just so that you know, that's how far they could reach if you wanted to.
Okay.
Also, I'm sending you this link now just to give you an idea, but I'm going to include a website for you. I would have them build you guys a website. We would host it and maintain it. We would attach it where your business is listed. The websites that we build are Google compliant and the mobile friendly. And we have, it has automatic SEO settings, which will help with your ranking. Super user friendly. We could set it up where they could also book appointments with you through that site or even chat with you live. Okay. If you wanted it set up like that. I don't know what kind of payments you guys accept, but there's also a way we could even integrate a payment where they can make payments through that site. Okay. But these are options that come along with it.
Let me ask you, as far as payments, would that be coming through like a PayPal account or how would that be?
I know for a fact, yes, like a business PayPal account. I don't know if there's anything outside of that. So like, for example, I know for sure, like if you have a business PayPal account, they would integrate it into the website, right? So when they go to make the payment, they can choose whether to pay, you know, with a form of either like Visa, credit, debit, you know what I mean? So
right.
I know that it's been set up like that. So because there are some business owners that don't have like Square, right? Or have like an actual like, you know, credit card type of program. So this is really helpful for them. Right? So that they're able to accept those payments.
Right. The reason I also ask is because I've been trying to set up online payments. I use a app called Joist for my invoicing.
Uh-huh.
And Joist does offer online payments.
Oh, that's good.
But they come through a PayPal account. The only thing I've been having trouble setting it up because the owner, which is my uncle, he does not have a social security number. He has an ITN number, which allows them to file tax revenue. But the PayPal setting up does not
they want the social. Yeah, right. I know. I know that because back in the day, like, I don't know if you're familiar with out here in California, we have taqueros. I'm Hispanic, right? I mean, my descendants are Mexican, but my grandma, she was Española. So I have a lot of family that's Cuban too. but when we had our catering business, I mean, and that was a side hustle like 10 years ago, you know what I used was Square. So you might want to look into
Square. I mean, I have Square set up. I'm also a barber on the weekends. So I'm a licensed
really?
Barber. So I have it set nice. Up for myself. The only thing that I've kind of ran into, not necessarily a problem, but a little bit of a dilemma is as far as me accepting those payments, they're going to be run through, you know, obviously me and my Social Security. So I feel like if they're going to affect me, you know, at the end of the year, me paying my taxes.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, Mijo, how that would work. I mean, because I know with Square, and back then, like when I was a caterer, like for taqueros, they don't really have licensing, right? Like if I did an event, like for like say the county or whatever, I mean, of course, then I would pull a license, but a lot of it is word of mouth, right? Like I was doing weddings, quinceañeras, stuff like that. But I know as long as I had my bank account, I don't even remember if it asked me for my social, but I know my bank account was linked, my personal account. Because I used to have a business account with Wells Fargo, and man, they were charging outrageous prices for their credit card processing payments. And I was like, this is ridiculous. That's like way too much money. You know, so I always gave people the option, you know. I know it is PayPal, but I don't know if there's any other way that they can integrate like another form. But, you know, it's an option for you, you know. But I get it. If they're asking for a social and that's not something he has right now, but he has, you know, the employee identification number, right? Sounds is what he has. I know. It makes it just so difficult, right? It's like he pays taxes, but, you know.
Right, right. That's kind of a little bit of a dilemma that we're kind of going through because I've been talking to him. Like I said, my goal is to obviously expand the company as much as possible. And
right.
And get employees on board. But the dilemma we're kind of going through is that offering, you know, online payments just because a lot of customers would like to pay with credit cards for the incentives that they get on their credit cards.
Oh, yeah, because they earn points.
I'm
one of those. I get cash back or, you know, because I got zero interest for so long, right?
Yeah.
So I get that. Well, you know, I mean, it is something to look into. I don't know how the Square would affect you, though, because if it's, you know, you're already doing it, you don't want to get dinged yourself either, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I know Square always worked well for me. It worked well for my aunt, too, when she had her catering business as well. Just made it easier, especially when we were doing, like, corporate events, because, you know, they like paying with the credit card, right? I'm like, okay, well, you're paying a you know, credit card fee.
Correct.
You know, but yeah, I don't know what the requirements would be now, but I was trying to look it up to see if I could find for you. Now, aside from the website too, I also want you to know that it will also include us covering like anyone that's using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet to search for your services. It would also cover those as well. So listen, I'm reading the following details are required to activate a Square account. Legal name, first and last name, contact telephone number, date of birth, full residential street address, business role, government issued ID. Interesting. I don't even remember uploading an ID back then.
Yeah, I'm sure regulations have changed throughout time, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm reading on right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was kind of talking to him. I'm trying to get, you know, a better understanding of what he's kind of shooting for because, you know, my uncle, he's up there in his, you know, early 50s or so. So obviously he's the one that has all the experience. You know, I'm just a salesperson. So
that's not that old. You know that, right, James? I'm like 52.
Right,
you're like, you know, he's out there. I'm just teasing.
No, but it's like the reason I say that is because, you know, we work in the heat, you know, and the heat, you know.
No, I know.
You over time, you know what I mean?
Trust me. And the industry that you guys are in, you're a lot in the sun and outside. It's like even roofers, right? I talk with a lot of them. And, you know, I had an uncle that worked in the general construction business. And I'm going to tell you, he you know, the guys after work always, let's go to the yard, let's have some beers, you know what I mean? It caught up with mm-hmm. him. He's like, you know what, Mia? I should have drank more water. I should have drank more stuff of electrolytes because now I'm having kidney problems. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like, right. Yeah. And so he always tells, like, you know, the younger generation, like, you guys need to take care of yourselves. Like, you know, so I get where you're coming from, you know. Eventually, hopefully, he would want to hand down the business to you, right? And so you kind of want the business set in a certain – I think you're kind of – is that where – am I right?
Yes.
Like you're kind of setting it up in that way.
Right. Cause the way he runs business is obviously, you know, a little bit, you know, outdated.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of in a new era where we got to kind of adapt to the new era and, you know, try to walk in as much jobs possible. So,
yeah,
I am kind of currently trying to talk to him on that too, trying to see where he's at or if he's willing to make me like co-owner. To be able to, you know, do what I have planned for the company. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I mean, I definitely think that this package that I'm offering you would be a good one to start with. So as far as with the pricing, okay, I'm going to get it discounted for you. You're looking at $299 a month, month to month.
Okay.
No contracts. Now, it's going to come, James. Usually it has a $299 setup fee, but I'm able to knock off $200 off of that. Okay?
Okay.
So it's going to be a one-time $99 setup fee. Basically, what you would be looking at to start it would be $398 because you're paying the first month and then the setup fee. But every month after that, it's then just the $299 a month. No contracts. No click fees. Nothing like that. So no matter how many times they click on your Facebook ads, you're still paying a flat rate. Okay?
Right.
Now, does that mean, well, what if you want more money allocated to your Facebook ads, right? Because we're going to allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we manage. And it's perfect that you're staying, I kind of consider it local, okay? Because that's going to help you hit and generate more business, like reach more clientele that are locally within your area, right? But if you wanted, like, let's say later on down the road, you're like, you know, I want $200 going to my Facebook ads, then you would pay the difference. Instead of you paying $299, it's $399 with $200 going to your Facebook ads that we would manage, of course. Google Business Profile, any directories that we list you on, because we'll also put you on Yelp as well, you're going to hold ownership to those profiles. We're just listed as managers, okay? That's it, because we're managing it for you.
Gotcha.
But you know, this is the package, honestly, I would recommend for you before even starting with Google ads, okay? I feel that this package is going to be the most beneficial one for you, and it's honestly the most reasonable one because Google ads can get really expensive. Not that they don't work. I mean, they work, but I just kind of think kind of where you're at right now, Google ads isn't necessary unless you told me I have to hit 60 miles. Then I would tell you, you know what, then we need to look at Google ads.
Now, let me ask you, that link you sent me is just kind of an example of what you guys
just an example, yes. So you see the layout. So basically, you see how it looks like from a desktop, from like a tablet, or if you're looking at it from an iPhone, you know, from a smartphone. It will adjust to the device that you're looking at it from, okay? Mm-hmm. It'll adjust to that. So it's not going to look distorted. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And this is just to give you kind of like a layout of it so you kind of know like, oh, okay. I mean, obviously it's going to have your guys' content and stuff, right? But
right.
when you're looking at it, you know, and this is what I love about it because it loads up quickly, right? It has, again, the automatic SEO settings that are built into the platform. So it's going to help you guys have more of that first page placement. Okay, because it's going to increase your visibility online.
Right.
As far as like with the website response, how it looks like from the desktop and the tablet and the mobile phone, it won't look distorted. It's fully editable. So like, let's say you wanted to go in there and update some pictures. You could do that too if you wanted, or you leave it to us to do it. Okay. And again, it's going to help with ranking higher. It's going to have the SSL certificate, which is a security certificate. So that way no one can like grab your information off of there. It's fully automated. It has like where you could do the chat, the scheduling options, the payment options, but it's definitely designed to be user friendly, you know?
Right.
And it's
now,
fast.
One more time. Can you kind of give me
the rundown
one more time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what is it that all you're offering me?
Of course. So we're going to get you verified through Google. Okay, so that means getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, maintaining it on the first page.
Okay.
So you're going to have that. Content creation on Bing. Directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So you'll have a profile on Yelp. You're going to have a profile that we're going to create for you. We're going to actually create you what we call a Facebook business page. Now, what I would suggest is because they're created through a personal page, so that way you have access to it. I'm sure you have Facebook, right? So
yes.
I would suggest that we create it through your personal page, because since you handle the marketing, you would want to be the one to have access to that. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
Because you handle that for him. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just created that way, so that way you have the access to it. So we'll build...
Gotcha.
The business Facebook page, I would recommend that when you guys complete a job, at least post, even at the very least once a month. Keep your content fresh. But we're going to manage the Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads, just as a reminder, if someone does a search on Google for your service and then they go to their Facebook page, they're going to be retargeted with your ad. And it's going to constantly retarget them to where, in a sense, it's like branding you over and over. To where it's like, oh yeah, I was looking for that, a tree service. Oh, let me click on it. Let me call them. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now, we'll also include the website that we will build, host, and maintain, and we'll attach the website where your business is listed. And then we cover the mobile platform. So if anyone's using like their iPhone or their Android or tablet to search for your services, they'll still be able to find you as well. Okay?
Oh.
And the other thing too, I forgot to mention, on the website, we can even add videos. Like if you took a video, we can add it on there. We put the logos of the Facebook page. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you too, we don't do Instagram, but if you open up a business Instagram, since you're going to have access to the business Facebook page that we create, I would suggest that once you do a business Instagram, link them together.
Right.
Okay, because it's like a one-stop shop. You post on Facebook, it'll automatically post to your Instagram and vice versa.
Right.
But we would put all those logos, so when they see it and even the links on your Google Business profile, it's really quick for them to just click on the logo or click on the link, and it'll take them straight to your pages.
Right. So as far as, for example, if I do want to proceed, what are you going to need from me?
What I'm going to need from you is you and I are going to be verifying business information, like the number you want listed, the business name. We're going to go over as well, like we'll go over your billing, okay? And then I read you a voice verification recording. It's for your protection because it's just going to outline our service agreement, right? I'm going to ask you, stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel, James, at any time. As long as you call 3 business days before your billing is due, you don't incur any charges, okay? We don't charge a cancellation fee. We part as friends. Simple as that. I'm confident, of course, when you're on what you're investing, you're making that back and some. I mean, no one ever cancels on profit, but I like to be transparent, okay?
Right.
Now, also, if it comes to the website, you know, let's say you decided we don't want to continue anymore, okay? You have the option with the website to either pay $49. We continue to host and maintain that website for you, okay, and optimize it. Or you could pay $99. The domain would be yours, but not the content. So what that would mean then is you would have to find someone or recreate the website yourself and host it, okay? But I like to be transparent like that because that's just the way I am. I like for you to know every option. Like if you canceled your Google Business profile and all that, none of it disappears. Also, we're going to help you with reviews. We'll even create you a tiny URL so you can send it to your previous clients, text or by email, have them leave you reviews. I encourage it because it's like the modern day word of mouth.
Correct.
Okay. So basically that's all I would need. And then what we do, because, you know, with the holiday being Monday, obviously, what would happen, and of course, I would let my team know, stop calling because we filled the position. Because really, we're looking for one company to fill this position and close it out. Okay? So that's why it's an exclusive listing. We're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors. We do not work like that. Now, what I'm also going to do is schedule a client interview for you. The client interview is the most important. That's where the magic is going to happen. You would talk to the technician about the Facebook ads, the website. They're going to go over way more in detail. And that appointment, I block out an hour, but it takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. But definitely it would be scheduled at a time that's convenient for you. You don't need to be in front of a computer. And then I just send you a list of photos that we'll need you to gather and send over to us or upload it to the link that we provide you. And what, and this is going to help us get you verified faster through Google. So we'll ask you, send us a picture, work tools, work equipment, work truck or van that you guys use with the license plate showing. If your uncle has like business license and insurance, send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of business cards you hand out. Or if you do invoicing, a blank invoice, not with your client's information on it, obviously. You would send us that. And we provide you a list. Send us what you can and what you don't have. You don't worry about it, you know, because that'll actually help us get you verified faster. And that's pretty much it, because we're doing all the rest. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, to me, it sounds like a very good offer, a great deal, and, a new opportunity to kind of branch out and do a little bit more. The only thing I'm going to need is approval through him.
Okay.
Obviously, he's the one with all the payments.
To give you the bendición? To give you the bendición, right?
Exactly.
Well, listen. James, you know your uncle better than I do. What do you think he's going to say, in all honesty?
I think he's definitely going to give me the heads up. He's going to he's going to say, because I mean, he trusts everything that I do, because like I said, I mean, everything that I have done has worked out for us.
Right.
But like I said, I still need his approval on it. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know we're still calling out on this. I'm actually here for the next hour. So
okay.
Do you think he's going to... Yeah, let me do this. Because I don't know where your uncle's at right now or if he's even available for you to kind of call him to say, hey, can I get the bendición? You know what I mean?
Right.
Let me do this.
Yeah, so like I said, can you text me your personal...
I'm doing that right now, mijo. Yeah, I'm sending it to you right now. You're going to get a text message from me saying, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my phone number and my extension. Okay.
Okay.
You should have received it. Give it about a second. Awesome.
Give me about 30 minutes. Let me get approval to him and I'll give you a call. All right.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Noel. Okay. You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.